from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. I'm Larry Richard. This is the Big K Morning Show. Hope you had a great weekend, and curious if you took in any of the Olympic Games. Let us know what you watched, what you're interested in, what's coming up. As we work our way through, we always love those local connections, and we're joined by Matt Press from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. When I first saw your name, Matt, I'm like, oh, Matt of the Press. That is actually your real name, right?
It is, indeed. My actual last name.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about Michael Grady, a Central Catholic grad who's one of five local residents who are participating in this year's Summer Olympics Games. And there's a direct connection with him and family back to France, right?
Sure. And I'll start just by prefacing. They had their first heats yesterday morning and actually won in advance to Thursday's final. So keep an eye out for that. But a little on the military connection with Michael. So his great uncle, John Bruce Grady, was a navigator for, they called the number 161 squadron, which was in the Royal Air Force. He was a Canadian. And in France, when they were kind of supplying weapons and spies throughout these Nazi occupied areas, they were shot down by German fighters about 80 miles outside of France. And so now in this little town, they have a gravesite for these seven pilots in that flight. And when Michael, after the closing ceremonies in about a week and a half, they'll be honoring John Bruce Grady by recognizing Michael in this little town, which is a cool connection for them.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, that's a source of motivation. But this sport is pretty popular in Pittsburgh, isn't it? And with the local high schools.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with Central Catholic, who's kind of a powerhouse, with Coach Jay Hammond, who was kind of the reason Michael decided to transfer. It was either Central Catholic or North Allegheny, and Jay Hammond and kind of how professional that program is and what that could do for his development was really a reason for him, especially making that hour-long commute every day. Definitely not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, and Matt, for those that don't know, tell us a little bit more about the sport so people can seek out Michael Grady.
Yeah, so Michael competes in the men's four, the Coxless four, and there's a lot of classifications for the rowing in the Olympics. So this is the Coxless four event. They'll have their final on Thursday morning. And Michael's boat competed in the World Rowing Cup in Lucerne, Switzerland back in May, and they won gold there. but the men's four for the U.S. hasn't won gold since 1960 back in Rome. So looking to kind of buck that trend here in 2024.
That would be a huge deal. And we have some big events here in Pittsburgh. Do they still do the Head of the Ohio, where they bring in this competition from all over and you see them on the river? It's kind of cool to see, especially there's something about it when you see them, even though they're working like crazy to row, there's something almost poetic about seeing what they do on the water.
Definitely.
Did they still have that Head of the Ohio as a big event?
I'm not positive, but I'd have to imagine there's still a pretty big appetite for rowing here.
And what about the rest of the Olympic Games? What do you think most people are interested in, Matt, of all the Olympic sports for summer games?
Definitely got your basketball. I think, you know, swimming, gymnastics, usually a big draw. Those are probably some of the main ones. But then you have rowing might be a little more under the radar, but I think it's also a great watch.
Yeah, it's under the radar unless you know somebody in it, maybe, too.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That helps. So we'll be rooting Matt Grady on from Central Catholic. And when might we see another race?
That would be Thursday morning around, I believe, 6:10 a.m. So I might have to get up a little early for that.
And now are you going to be covering the games throughout or just did a feature on Michael Grady?
I've done features on Grady and a swimmer, Josh Matheny. So kind of just doing follow-ups if there's any notable results with them.
All right. Well, thanks, Matt, for the time today. And we'll look for your work. Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Matt Press. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.